Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw special WrestleMania predictions, Larson. We are here. WrestleMania is a mere days away.
Yes, just mere days.
Very exciting. We will be live streaming our reactions to both the kickoff show. We're doing that on Twitch at twitch.tv/Steven Larson.
Yeah.
And we're doing our reaction stream to WrestleMania, the main card itself, right here, youtube.com/Steven Larson. Be sure to tune in. It should be a lot of fun. We're doing it from the new office, and then our recap will be done. Our very first podcast from office.
Well, from the new office set.
From the new office.
We did our last recap at the office.
Granted.
But our not at the new set.
The new office era will officially be kicking off.
Yes.
At WrestleMania. So very exciting. And of course, because it's WrestleMania, as we do with every pay-per-view, we have predictions.
Yeah.
Before we launch into those, we want to let you know where we can be found, of course, right here, like I said, at YouTube. We're also available wherever fine podcasts are, including now the latest Going In Raw partner, CastBox.
Yes.
Be sure to check out the CastBox app. It's a really fantastic way. Checking out podcasts, you can leave comments, check out all sorts of other podcasts. Look, you can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you could before. Spotify, we're still trying to figure out how to switch over to Spotify still.
Yeah, that's in the process of being worked out.
Yeah, maybe it's worked out by now. I don't know. They're on it. But anyways, check out CastBox.
Yes, great. It is great.
We're also available on Patreon, patreon.com/Steven Larson. We've got a bunch of great reward tiers over there. You give us some money to support the show, and in return, you get stuff like, for example, access to our weekly recap shows as live streams. Those are a lot of fun, and that's we're building up a really great audience there.
Yes.
We're also available at Pro Wrestling Tees right now. Right now, Pro Wrestling Tees has a 20% off everything.
Yes, everything.
Sale. ProWrestlingTees.com/Going In Raw is where you can find our merchandise, including these two brand new shirts. I find it funny.
But not shown.
The Golden Shuffle.
Not shown. The brand new Going In Raw logo.
So with the new office comes a new logo, and you can only find that logo right now at the Pro Wrestling Tees shop for Going In Raw.
Yeah.
It is available as a shirt. It will be the new Going In Raw logo. Very excited about that.
Yes.
So check that out, please.
Yes, please.
So let's get in.
Oh, also, one other thing. We're doing something slightly different with these predictions. We were approached by Sir Ian Dangerous of Busted Wide Open to do a WrestleMania predictions challenge.
Yeah.
So we said, yes, we've known Ian for a long time.
Yeah.
And so, sure, we'll take part in this challenge. So not only will we be going head-to-head in predictions, we collectively will also go up against Busted Wide Open.
Mm-hmm.
So just want to put that plug in there.
So our predictions from each other are going to be different.
Yeah, but then collectively, or whoever, we never worked this out. Are we going to do like total combined points, or whoever has the best?
So like, if I individually win amongst everybody, then do they come on our show and then like you don't get to say anything, but I can clown them
sure.
or something? I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know, man. I just look. He's our buddy.
Yeah.
I say, yeah, whatever you want to do, I'm cool to do.
Yeah.
When you're friends with somebody, you should say, yeah, whatever you want to do, we'll do.
Yeah.
So I'll let him sort it out.
Okay.
I'll let him figure it out.
Okay. Anyways. All right. Now let's get right into it.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, but you left off the Cena match, so that kind of screwed. I did my confidence points without Cena, but it's not going to take much.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, I did. I didn't do confidence points without with Cena too. I left that off because I don't even know if that match is going to happen. That's why I included that as a prop bet.
Oh, will it happen?
Yes.
And okay. And which Undertaker is it going to be? All right. That I'm fine with that.
All right. So if the match happens, if you say yes, then you get a point. If it doesn't happen,
okay, good.
And you said no, you get
good.
A point.
Okay, good.
All right. First match: Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. A 1-30 shot of getting this right. The odds are not great. That's why I assigned my pick the lowest possible confidence point. 1. My pick, the returning Cass, comes back from his knee injury. We've heard that he's been cleared for a return. What better way to jumpstart, as they keep saying about this Battle Royal, that jumpstarts careers.
Yeah, that's true.
His return than having him win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Okay.
He's large. He can kick people in the head and eliminate them that way. It seems to be a perfect pick in my mind, so long as he's actually in the match.
You know what? I like your pick. I like your pick because the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, as we've seen, it's not a huge investment. They wouldn't be making a huge investment in Big Cass if they have him win this thing and then he drops a turd after that.
Yeah.
So I like your pick. However, I am going to go, again, low confidence points, but actually 2 confidence points for me.
Okay.
I'm going to pick Dolph Ziggler. He just signed a new contract. He needs something. He's not a young guy. It's not like this is going to kickstart his career. But I feel like Dolph's career, his storylines often involve him, like, you know, sort of coming, reflecting. He reflects a lot on how short he comes up. And then he has to jumpstart his career again.
But then he reaches some sort of apex, for example, winning the U.S. title and just drops it in the ring and leaves. So I've not got a good explanation as far as why that happened.
Yeah, I kind of figure that winning the Andre the Giant Battle Royal is a big nothing. And if there's anybody who's been the king of winning nothing, it's been Dolph Ziggler.
Fair point. My only point to counter that is, apart from one instance when Big Show won the Battle Royal a couple years back, every other winner has been an up-and-coming superstar.
Which, in my opinion, is even more reason to go with a has-been.
We've had a couple young upstarts winning. Yeah. Now it's time for a has-been.
Right, exactly. Because then...
Well, if that's the case, I'd pick Kane.
Then...
He's got a political campaign.
You so wanted to go all in on Kane on this.
I did. He was my first pick.
Yeah.
Still with one confident point, but he was my first pick.
So I've got 2 confidence points assigned to this. Find out later in the episode which match I have zero confidence in picking the outcome for.
Next, the WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal.
Yeah, the formerly known as Fabulous Moolah Battle Royal. So we talked about this pretty extensively the other day, and here's my thing. I know who you're picking, and I think the only reason I'm not picking Becky Lynch is because you're picking her.
Yeah.
But it makes all the sense in the world for her. But I want to differ. I do feel like I'm going out on a limb, but I've given it 5 confidence points.
Yeah, I gave 5 confidence points to a 1-in-30 shot of winning the match as well with Becky Lynch.
So yeah, so I guess here's my logic. I think they're really into, I think Vince or whomever, Triple H, whoever, is really into this Bayley Sasha Banks thing. It's hot. It's going to make for a killer match whenever they actually have their singles match. If the storyline is Bayley tells Sasha Banks, "You can't beat me," and Bayley wins kind of a nothing burger of a match, even though she can rub it in her face and say, "Yeah, I won this." I think that to me makes some sense. I think they're going to go with the winner being part of something that they want to go with. So that's why I'm going to go with Bayley.
All right. I feel like Bayley and Sasha are going to eliminate each other.
Yeah.
And actually, using your rationale, I would actually lean towards Sasha in that respect. But then Sasha could win this and say, "Ha, I can best you." And that would maybe add further fire to the feud.
Well, I think what it would lead to is Sasha going over Bayley the next time they meet up.
Yeah, something like that. Anyways, I'm not picking either of them. I'm picking Becky Lynch.
Okay, yeah.
She wasn't even on SmackDown this last week.
Oh, man. So, never mind. Your pick is crap.
So there's no algorithm to consider in terms of her winning or not. Because she didn't stand tall or wasn't...
Hold on. What is the math on somebody winning at a pay-per-view but not even showing up at the go-home?
I don't know.
It can't be good.
No, I don't know if there is any math to it. That's like some new calculus that hasn't been discovered yet. it's Becky Lynch. She's going to win.
All right. Well, there you go.
That's my rationale.
There's your pick.
Becky needs momentum. She's got nothing going on right now. She needs this momentum. Bayley and Sasha, they don't need to win, as you said, kind of a somewhat meaningless match to further their story. Them eliminating each other or causing each other's elimination actually adds, in my mind, more fuel to that storyline versus one winning. Give it to Becky. Give her the win. Give her some momentum. And maybe she can say, you know, after Charlotte Asuka's feud runs its course, she can say, "Hey, I won this battle royal. I should be next in line for Asuka."
Yeah. Okay. All right. I like that logic. But I'm gonna stick with Bayley. My gut doesn't even tell me that Bayley's gonna win this thing. But moving on. Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali.
For the cruiserweight title.
Yeah.
Why this isn't on the main card still bugs me. Anyways, yeah. We'll move past this. That. Who's your picks? Oh, it's my turn. My pick. I'm a huge Cedric Alexander fan.
Yeah.
Have been for a long time. Since the Cruiserweight Classic.
Sure.
But I got to tell you, Mustafa Ali has all the momentum behind him. Yeah. These promos he's doing himself, it seems like.
Yeah.
The quality of matches he's been putting on a regular basis for easily the last 4 months.
He's a much more magnetic personality than Cedric is.
Mm-hmm.
At least he's been able to show off that he is a more magnetic
personality. And I feel like the story they've built for him going into this match and he's built for himself, it just seems to have, I don't know, it feels like it carries a bit more emotional weight. I'd say Cedric's doesn't. His is very personal, and I feel like Mustafa's is a bit more universal.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Mustafa Ali.
All right.
But only 2 confidence points. This match could go either way.
I have 4 confidence points. Okay, so here's my thing about this. There is no, whoever wins this, I'm going to be overjoyed for that person.
Yes.
I would be a bit more heartbroken if Cedric didn't win this.
It was his belt to win against.
It was his belt.
Enzo, I know.
I don't think they care about that, though, because we got kind of a clean slate. But, man, it would be heartbreaking. I honestly hope if Cedric doesn't win, and I picked Ali for the same for the exact same reasons you did. He has done such a magnificent job since the reboot of 205 Live in getting himself over with those magnificent promos that he seemingly has been taking the initiative on. He does seem like his matches... Not to say anything bad about Cedric's matches, but Mustafa Ali's matches just stand out more with their storytelling, with the selling ability. He seems to have all the momentum in the world. You're right about that. Sometimes they don't care about that.
Yeah.
This is such a toss-up. I only gave it 4 confidence points. I got to go with the hot hand, and the hot hand is Mustafa Ali. But it wouldn't surprise me at all if they said, hey, Cedric, this is yours. It's your time. But I just feel like Mustafa Ali... He's been killing it lately.
Mm-hmm.
And why not reward the guy who's been killing it?
I know.
So I like to see that as his reward. I really would.
Agreed.
You shouldn't take, I'm not saying that he is, you shouldn't take anything for granted. And if you put 2 and 2 together, I feel like they're coming into class and you're saying, wow, Mustafa Ali, look at this great extra credit you're doing. Cedric Alexander, what do you have? Well, I've got an A on this test. That's great, but did you do extra credit? Because Mustafa, he's doing extra credit and getting A's on his test.
Yeah.
You want to reward that guy.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Next up.
Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon teaming up to take on Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Are we missing something here? Why does our entire community, everybody in the Friendoverse...
Seem to think there's a heel turn coming here.
Well,
I think because Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon were at odds for a while. And it did seem rather convenient for them to patch things up over the course of a 7-minute promo on SmackDown this week. I understand all that. But they can't really turn Shane McMahon heel because...
That would make zero sense.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of motivation for it.
He literally said he got diverticulitis and a hernia thanks to and a staph infection.
Yeah.
Thanks to the beatdown.
Well, I guess it would be possible for him to turn heel, but not necessarily align with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. He would just turn heel just to say, Daniel Bryan, you caused all this.
But, okay. SmackDown is no stranger to throwing in storyline twists that make zero sense.
Yes.
So that could totally make sense. But Shane McMahon has the opportunity to fire these guys by winning this match.
I know. His motivation should be that.
It should be exactly that. The only person who should be turning heel here is Daniel Bryan because he is good friends with Sammy and Kevin. But then they just beat his ass 2 weeks ago when he came back.
Yeah.
Or when he was cleared. So that doesn't make any sense. And on top of that, the WWE, there's no way they're going to want to turn Daniel Bryan heel because he's the most over guy in the company now.
He's a money-making machine for the company, potentially. And there is no way the crowd would ever boo Daniel Bryan.
No way.
They'd have to be cool with some sort of LIJ-type faction.
Yes, exactly.
That's, in theory, heel, but everybody loves him.
Right, exactly.
All right, we got that out of the way.
Okay.
Who's your pick?
Oh, are you kidding me? Daniel Bryan and Shane.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How many confidence points?
8 confidence points.
I'm at 7.
Oh, wow, yeah. Oh, my gosh, of course. Daniel Bryan...
They're not going to have Daniel Bryan lose his first match back.
Right, exactly. That is not going to happen.
Not going to happen. No way.
Next up, we have Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax for the WWE Raw Women's Championship. This was kind of a tough one, although I do have as many as 6 confidence points assigned to it. Here's my thing. This storyline has been a bit on the controversial side. Number one, I don't believe for a second. I didn't actually have to think about this a lot. But because, number one, we're dealing with this weird situation where almost every single one of these titles feels like a title change.
Yeah.
Almost every single one of these matches feels like a title change. Which is, yeah, you go back last year, it was like 5 out of 8. So like 3. And every year at Mania, you think, wow, all these titles should change.
Yeah.
So that being said, there was a part of me that felt, okay, maybe they'll have Alexa Bliss retain at Mania to give her more heel heat, and then Nia Jax will pick it up the next night or something like that.
Or the next pay-per-view or something.
The next pay-per-view, something like that. That being said, the magnitude of backlash to this storyline that would go down, because it is such a sensitive subject for so many people, to not have Nia Jax. The main concern that I've heard a lot of people have with this, and I completely agree with it, is the old line, think about the children. You know, do you really want this to continue? And I liken it in some degree, but maybe not to that degree, but maybe, to Triple H Booker T at Mania. Triple H went in this, and there were some really ugly racial undertones there.
Yeah, there were.
And Triple H went over, and that was kind of classic. When people think of the Golden Shuffle, when people think of the Reign of Terror with Triple
H,
that comes up most often. This would kind of feel like that if Alexa Bliss goes over. They're in this mode right now where they've got the be a star anti-bullying thing. I think the most logical thing for them to do, and the thing they should do, is have Nia Jax standing tall at the end of this match with that championship. So she can sort of be, you know, the role model, I guess, that people think that she should be in this role. She should win.
Yes.
I gave this 6 confidence points. I'm still not terribly sure it deserves that many confidence points, but I say Nia Jax wins.
I do. I also say Nia as well for the same reasons as you. However, I'm still unsure about whether WWE will follow through on what seems to be a very logical story they should be telling.
I know, you never
Therefore,
know.
I only assign 3 confidence points.
All right.
But yes, Nia should win. I am picking her to win. But
you can never completely trust the WWE to do what they should do.
Yeah.
Case in point, Fabulous Moolah. Next.
For the U.S. title, Randall Orton versus Bob Roode versus Jinder Mahal versus Rusev.
I have 1 confidence point on this match. I don't know any. I have no idea where to even start here. I have Randy Orton winning this thing.
Wow, Randall.
Because here's the thing. Randy Orton's like the one guy in the WWE who can stand tall at the end of a show and for some reason still win. He should not. All 3 of these other guys have myriad, infinite reasons why they should come out of this U.S. champion. But one of these matches, at least one of these matches, maybe 3 of these matches, shouldn't feature title changes.
Yeah.
I just don't know which ones. So I'm going to say this one. I'm going to say maybe he retains, and then after, like, if they do a draft the next night and the night after that on SmackDown or Raw, or just on Raw, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
If they do that, maybe that'll shuffle the deck and get some new blood, because maybe some of these, I don't know. I'm just going to say Randy Orton's going to retain. It's a stupid pick, but I'm giving it 1 confidence point.
I don't think it's a stupid pick. It's WrestleMania. Randy Orton tends to win at WrestleMania. He's Randy Orton. He won last year in a ridiculous match.
I will guarantee this. If Randy Orton wasn't in this match, if this was Bobby Roode, Jinder Mahal, Rusev, this would be in the pre-show. Cruiserweight would be on the main card.
Yeah, probably.
I will almost guarantee that.
Probably. Here's my pick. It's Rusev. 6 confidence points.
Even with the algorithm. Oh, because
he
you
didn't
said,
stand tall. He won, but he didn't stand tall.
Ooh,
here's the thing.
That's dangerous. How many confidence points?
6.
Wow.
Read that he was put in this match.
That you just lost.
Or I just won. He was put in this match due to his impressive merch sales. If you're going to reward somebody for their impressive merch sales, you just don't put them in a match. You give them the win.
Good logic.
Rusev.
I like
Rusev
that logic.
Wins the U.S. title for the 3rd time. His first 2 U.S. title reigns were fantastic.
They were.
It's going to be a happy Rusev day. No, a happy Rusev mania for Rusev, Aiden English, and everyone out there who observes Rusev Day.
If you wanted the crowd to go home really happy,
you have Rusev win.
you put this as your last match, your main event, and yeah. Rusev wins.
Yeah.
And that crowd will go home euphoric.
Yes. It was like we did when Seth cashed in and won the title
it's
at
the
WrestleMania
same
31,
thing.
Pretty much.
It's the exact
Or when Daniel Bryan won at WrestleMania 30.
It's the same thing. But I just think Randy Orton's going to win.
Boring.
Yes.
Face.
Never
Randy Orton wins.
Bet against them going with boring face Orton. Never bet against that. They love the RKO.
Yeah, I know. Rusev wins. Next, The Bar, Sheamus and Cesaro versus Braun Strowman and Mystery Partner. We'll get to our prop bets as far as who this Mystery Partner may be later.
Yeah.
You talked about somebody retaining the titles.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is the match.
Yeah.
The Bar will pin whoever's Braun's partner is to retain the titles, thus launching Braun into another story with his partner in this match.
Okay, but the problem is his partner is going to generate a massive pop because it's Rey Mysterio. And there's no way Rey Mysterio is eating a pin from The Bar.
Rey Mysterio is not going to be his partner. Rey Mysterio said he's not going to be at WrestleMania.
Who do you think his damn partner is going to... Let's do the prop bet now, then. Who do you think his partner is going to be?
Well...
Oh, shit.
It's going to be the Big Show.
No, it can't be. They already feuded. They already had a thing.
So? He threw him through a cage. There's some unfinished business there, potentially.
Hey, I'd love to see Braun and Big Show as the tag team champions.
Yeah, it'd be great.
I have Braun. I only gave him 3 confidence points.
I like
your logic in terms of somebody's got to keep their titles, and it's probably going to be The Bar. I appreciate that logic. But The Bar are the type that they can lose and pick them back up. They can lose the titles, pick them back up, lose the titles, pick them back up. So for a big pop mania moment, I think Braun and Rey Mysterio are going to pick up these tag team titles.
Rey Mysterio is not going to be wrestling, man.
Yeah, dude. And that's the thing. He doesn't really have to wrestle that much because he got Braun Strowman right there. The pop that he's going to get.
I'm guessing they're reserving that pop for Happy Rusev Day.
Why have one pop when you can have two?
You got to have ups and downs at WrestleMania, man.
Well, that's why I only have 3 confidence points here.
All right, very well. Next, for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships, the Usos versus the New Day versus the Bludgeon Brothers.
I have so many confidence points on this match.
I do too, and yet I feel not completely confident on it.
Oh, just the way
I do.
I
worked out.
The Bludgeon Brothers are totally winning this.
Oh, they are. I know.
I have 10 confidence points.
I have 9 on Bludgeon Brothers.
Yeah, they're totally winning
this. Yeah, they're really winning this.
Absolutely. I mean, dude, come on. Give me a break. They're not going to have, like, this is their thing. On top of that, we have too many feel-good moments. We need, like, heels to win
That's
something.
That's why I said you need ups and downs.
Yeah, exactly. So, Bludgeon Brothers go over. Those titles are going to look great on them. They're cheesy as hell. I kind of don't care about any of it. I like the Usos, and I love New Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I even like how they've booked in the ring the Bludgeon Brothers with their aggression.
Yeah, the packaging's not very good.
The packaging is terrible.
Yeah.
Although, to be honest, I kind of waffle on that, too. Some days I like cheesy stuff, and some days I don't. What do you know?
Honestly, if they ditched the hammers, it wouldn't be as bad.
That'd be a start, man.
Hammers that really do it for me. It's obvious they just got those at a Spirit Halloween store.
They got it at the same place Evil gets his getup.
Mm-hmm.
So 10 confidence points for me. You got 9. Both on the Bludgeon Brothers.
Yeah. Next, for the Intercontinental title, The Miz versus Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor.
Yeah, Dad Miz. Dad cast Miz.
Yeah. I don't think he'd be taking a ton of time off, but I'm guessing he's going to take some time off due to the birth of his child. So he'll drop the belt for a little bit. He'll eventually get it back and break Pedro Morales' record as the longest reigning Intercontinental champion. But he'll have an interruption in that reign at WrestleMania because Finn Balor is going over and winning the Intercontinental title. Seth Rollins just won it Raw, which means he's not winning.
That's true. That's true.
So I'm giving it to Finn, I believe. Hold on. Yes, 8 confidence points for me.
So I have 7 confidence points in Finn Balor, although I might change that answer. But the confidence points remain the same.
That's either Miz or Finn.
No, I know. I'm definitely not going with Seth. It is either Miz or Finn. Again, this is the kind of situation where somebody needs to retain their title. The Miz might retain and drop it the next night because I feel like they want a big thank you to the Miz, but the Miz is also really professional and Finn needs a big moment.
Yeah.
I'll stick with Finn, although I feel ashamed that I'm not going out on a limb and saying Miz is retaining.
All right. Well, you went out a limb with Randall Orton, so there's your risk.
That was a bad That's a bad. That's not ballsy. That's just dumb. This would be ballsy for me, I think, to say The Miz.
Yeah.
Trying to analyze the feud up until this point. It's you been know what? I'm centered. Doing it. I'm pulling the trigger, Miz.
All right.
It's not what I want. As much as I love The Miz, I really would love for Finn to have his WrestleMania moment.
Yeah.
But they don't seem really big on Finn that much. I'm going to say Miz with 7 confidence points.
All right. No, I think that's I don't think that's a bad pick.
Because
and I don't think you're going that far on a limb.
No, I don't think it's that far on a limb. Because I do somebody needs to retain their title. I do think that they want to give him a feel good send off because he is going to take some time off, I would think.
Yeah.
Unless maybe they just give him house shows off. I don't know.
Yeah, it's entirely possible.
But and I would like Finn at the very least to pick this up on Raw the next night.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I'll say Finn. I mean, I'm Miz. I've been so on the fence about this, but I don't know. My gut says Miz. Here's kind of my thing too, is that along the road, Miz has been kind of on the.
It's been mostly focused on Finn and Seth.
He's been on the short end of the stick in terms of beatdowns and stuff. I feel like he's been kind of been on the short end of the stick. So I feel like it's going to be Miz. He goes okay. Over.
Fair enough. Next, for the SmackDown Women's Championship, Charlotte versus Asuka.
Asuka.
Yeah, how many confidence points do you have on Asuka?
11. A lot.
Same here.
Yeah. Yeah, Asuka totally goes over. There's no doubt in my mind. Zero doubt.
It is kind of strange they didn't send her over to SmackDown as soon as she challenged Charlotte. They kept her on Raw.
Oh, I love that.
No, I like it too.
Yeah.
I think she's still advertised for Raw shows even after Mania.
Oh, stay on Raw and SmackDown. Challenge for both titles.
No, that'd be great.
God damn, just do it.
That'd
just
be great.
Do it, man.
I think it'd be fantastic.
I mean, look, if here's the thing, like I don't think they can really play. I don't for a second think Vince looks at New Japan and says, well, I want to do what they do. I don't think that for a second. I think Vince has his way of doing things and that's it. However, there are so many titles. You have 2 women's titles. You've got 2, you know, 4 men's titles.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many titles that they could try to establish an Okada-esque title reign for somebody in the company.
Yes.
And not lose the ability to still get over other people with just the other belt different show.
Yeah.
Asuka could be an Okada type.
Oh, yeah.
She could keep that belt and maybe even and at some point have the other title. I don't know. I mean, I could see them going a long ways with this streak.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, what if she at SummerSlam somehow wins the Raw women's title?
Oh, that'd be great.
And then carries both of them into Mania.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what happens there, you know, then she loses or something.
That'd be cool.
So, yeah, but no, she's winning this one.
Oh, yeah.
You have a title versus streak. The title's going to change hands every time because streaks they don't like breaking streaks.
Yeah.
They don't like that.
Yeah. Next, for the WWE Championship, champion AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
Bullet Club versus Chaos.
Yeah.
Wrestle Kingdom 10 rematch.
And just like Wrestle Kingdom, Nakamura goes over.
I say Nakamura as well. I've got 9 confidence points here. AJ stood tall at the end of the last SmackDown.
Yep.
AJ
is also apparently dealing with an injury.
AJ is also probably going to Raw.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. That would still be weird if they sent the guy who keeps on saying he's the guy who built the SmackDown house.
Yeah, yeah.
I know what we touched.
Oh, especially with Daniel Bryan getting cleared.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he stays on SmackDown. There's still plenty of star power on SmackDown.
Yeah.
And then they'll certainly get someone in exchange for AJ.
Hey, I'll say this about Daniel Bryan, though. So if you really want to make him come off like a wrestler that he's been cleared, he needs to wear his merch shirt. He has to wear it. Like, last night he came out in a dress shirt again.
Yeah.
You need your merch shirt
on
all
the time.
Well, he
was in role of general manager last night. That's right. The week before, when he was in role of general manager, but also wrestler, he did wear his merch shirt.
Well, that's fine. After Mania, it's merch shirt or
GTFO. Someone needs to take his role as general manager. He should be wrestler full-time.
That's for sure.
Next, Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey taking on The Authority, Triple H and Stephanie McMahon.
I have 12 confidence points.
Same here.
That says Ronda Rousey, there's not a chance that she's gonna break Stephanie's arm in the middle of that ring. That's how this ends.
Yeah. She's going to at least make Stephanie tap out. I'm about breaking limbs, but yes, at least tapping out.
I do love your scenario about them bringing in Shayna Baszler.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
Ooh. If anybody's out there listening, pitch that idea.
Yeah.
That would be absolutely. You want a stellar first singles match with Ronda Rousey,
Shayna Baszler is your person. Mm-hmm. That's who you do it with right there.
Yeah, you cast Shayna Baszler on the main roster as this mercenary. He doesn't care about friendship.
Yeah.
She just cares about getting opportunity and making money.
Yeah. This isn't, look, man, there's, we can be friends out there, but in here, this is where I'm all about this.
Yep.
And what better way to make more of this than taking out Top Gun?
Yep. Yep.
Next.
Our main event, Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns, 13 confidence points.
13 confidence points for me as well, says Roman Reigns, goes over Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar, from all indications, is out of the company after this.
Oh, darn.
I would be legitimately bummed out if he re-signed, which
I would too.
It also wouldn't surprise me, but I really hope that he doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, according to Paul Heyman, he really wants back in the UFC.
Mm-hmm. He still has a suspension he needs to finish serving.
Yeah, and WWE doesn't, they're saying apparently after the drug test thing, you can't do that on our watch anymore.
Yeah.
So bye-bye. Goodbye. Yeah. Goodbye.
Yeah.
So long. But I hope Brock puts on a good show. I hope he really does his damnedest to get Roman.
I know.
Over.
I hope he doesn't sleepwalk through the match like he did his match against Goldberg at WrestleMania 20.
I know.
The last thing we need is WrestleMania ending. It's going to be kind of a sour note for people who aren't into Reigns when he wins, as it is. But if the match stinks, I mean, that's a lousy way to end a show.
Do we have confirmation, like absolute concrete confirmation, that match is going on last?
No. We won't know until the show starts,
until
I'm sure.
It happens, okay.
All right, let's talk prop bets.
Okay.
Bronze partner, I say Big Show, you say Mysterio.
Yeah. I like your answer, though.
I know it's good. Finn's gear. I'm saying gold.
Oh, wow. What a great... Wow. Have we seen Gold Balor? Wow. You're going out on a limb there.
Yeah.
Mania. Wow. Well, it's definitely not going to be Demon Balor.
No.
Mania Balor. I think I'm stealing this from somebody from our chat today.
Yeah.
Purple.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Yeah.
If I wasn't going gold, I would go with purple.
Gold Balor would be something else, though.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope you're right about that.
Oh, how awesome would that be?
I hope you're right about it. Because we've seen Silver Balor, haven't we?
Just gray, I think.
We haven't seen Silver Balor.
I don't think so.
God, I swear I thought I saw him in a silver outfit.
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't see it anywhere, but then I'm not sure just Googling it would work.
Yeah, I know. Next, will we see a Carmella cash-in attempt? We will, and she will be defeated by Asuka.
I'm going to say no. If you say yes and go with your situation, if you get that, I don't know, I'll just give you predictions. I'll give you all a predict. That's like the all or nothing. Because you originally came up with that scenario. You came up with that scenario. Here's the thing. I wonder if a cash-in would kind of spoil the moment between the two. Because then they get up, they shake hands, they take a bow, they share their moment. If Carmella cashes in, she needs to do it on somebody who's down. I mean, you could still do that, like, in the meantime.
Yeah, yeah. Here, I guess on.
But that is such a specific prediction, and you're putting all your, you know, you're putting chips on it.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. That's worth like a lot more than just 1 point.
No, it's worth just 1 point. Apparently, advertised for the SmackDown after Mania, I believe, is Charlotte, who they're still advertising as women's champion. Because I'm not going to spoil the outcome of Mania.
Sure.
Match, versus Carmella.
Mm-hmm.
So in my mind, if it's a scenario where Asuka beats Charlotte, but it's a hard fought match.
Mm-hmm.
Asuka wins, but she's still taking a lot of punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Carmella comes out, tries to cash in, and maybe it's a situation where Carmella thinks she has the upper hand, and then Charlotte hits her with the boot.
Mm-hmm.
Asuka slaps the Asuka lock on her.
Oh, man.
And Asuka retains. So there's Carmella's beef with Charlotte motivating their match the next Tuesday on
the
SmackDown.
The fact that you just laid out that specific scenario means it's not going to happen.
Probably not.
But I love it. I love it, and I think it'd be smart. I love it. If you get that one, you get all predictions.
No, this whole point of doing confidence points, it doesn't hinge on one thing.
That's great, though. But if you can predict that, my God.
Next is John Cena. There's a match that was...
We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, so we're going to prop bet. Will Cena versus Undertaker happen?
Yes, it will. I like that you have no right
no.
there. Are you saying no?
Yeah.
You're saying no?
Yeah. It's only a point.
That could be the point.
I picked Rusev with 6 confidence points. I'm saying no, it's not going to happen.
Yes, it definitely will happen. Now, which Undertaker will it be?
American Badass.
If it does happen, it's going to be American Badass. Yeah. Kid Rock is getting inducted. Of course, going to be the American Badass. Is he going to have hair dye? Or is he going to go all gray?
He might just wear the beanie.
How awesome would it be? Doesn't he have to take it off? No, he's wearing it.
If he doesn't wrestle, he doesn't have to take it off.
Have the band.
I think Undertaker will show up. Yeah. I don't think he's wrestling, though.
Of course, if he shows up, he's gonna wrestle.
He's gonna sit next to John in ringside and share a hot dog and nachos.
Well,
with
obviously
him.
That's my favorite scenario, but that's the scenario not that's gonna happen.
So I thought I read this morning somewhere.
Not a chance.
Let me find it if I can, quick. Like that. No, that's not it. That Undertaker right now is actually not scheduled to wrestle.
Well, yeah, because he hasn't said yes.
No, I mean backstage.
Oh.
I don't know where it was. I might have imagined it. I read wrestling news when I wake up, and sometimes I feel like I just...
Yeah.
Just imagine it.
Oh, man, I don't know.
I don't know. But right now I'm saying no, Undertaker will not wrestle. Because if he's supposed to say yes, that's boring.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's accurate. What you mean is accurate.
I feel pretty confident on my other picks, so I can just say no with this one.
This kind of boils down to the United States title match.
Largely.
I feel like, yeah, a lot of us...
That in the Intercontinental title match.
That in the IC match. The two mid-card titles, that's kind of where this lies.
Yep.
I don't like my U.S. title match, but I don't really like yours either. I kind of feel like it's probably going to be Bobby Roode.
It could be.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we also disagree on the Raw tag team titles, The Bar and Braun Strowman.
How much? Yeah, but we don't have that many confidence points.
No.
On that.
All right.
Okay.
Those are good picks. Good picks all around.
All right. Well, let us know, of course, what you guys think in the comments below. We're anxious to hear what you guys say, man. If one of you guys in the comments below gets everything right, including all the prop bets, let us know. Maybe we'll send you something out. Probably not. Anyways, that's it for now. Hilton, can we get some music? Thank you, Hilton. Anyways, that's it. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.